Good morning, everyone. Please be seated because we have a plethora of announcements today. And so like we did at the 8:30 service, it's a race to see who gets up first. And there's a few making their way towards. So we'll see who gets.
I'm going to seed the ground.
All right, Tim, you're up.
Pretty nice, eh? I recorded that this morning, playing that on my computer through a 2-millimeter microphone and now played on a 4-millimeter speaker. So you can imagine how much more glorious it would sound with over 50 choristers up here at the front of the church, which is what will happen this coming Saturday, the 29th at 7:30. London Pro Musica is putting on a concert of the music of Palestrina and Bruckner. There are several of us that have tickets, $30 each. Please see one of us first. After the service. Thank you very much.
Good morning. For those who don't know me, I'm Elaine Jones, and I'm one of your wardens. Thanks. Very welcoming. Whenever you hear directly from one of your wardens, you know the message is usually about money, and in this case, you are right. Jim and I wanted to bring it to people's attention that through the pre-authorized giving, which we really appreciate people doing, we realized that it's been fairly static since the program was initiated. But inflation, of course, has gone up a lot. And we realized that we ourselves had not been good about revisiting what we give, because as inflation goes up, we needed to do that too. And we would imagine many people would be in the same boat. So if you're wondering what has changed in your givings, 5 years ago, since 2019, the inflation index for Canada has gone up approximately 21.5%. So every $100 of givings would need to have $121.50 to have the same buying power. And for the church itself, the increase has been 38% because of so many things going up. Now, we realize that for most people, their income has not gone up with inflation. And so adding more is not always an option. But if it is, we just wanted you to be aware of thinking about it and considering it. Please know that whatever form of giving you give, you are a loved member of our community. It's easy to make a change. If you want to make a change in your amount, you just need to call or email Rebecca at the office, and she can do that for you. So thanks very much, everyone.
Good morning, everyone. I stopped by my sister's place on Friday, and they were absolutely thrilled by all the donations that we have received. On a note, though, I asked them, is there anything else that you need? And actually, they really need full-size shampoo, conditioner, and body wash, and razors. And so, if any of you happen to have full-size that are new, please put them in the box, and I would be ever so grateful. They did post it to Facebook, but they had only put my name, so I'll be calling them on Monday to rectify that and have them put donations by St. James. All right, thank you, and have a good day.
I hope you do have a good day, because as of tomorrow, the speed of our community picks up. So I need to begin with thanks. Thanks to the social committee who put on a games night on Friday. It was a hysterical time. It was a great evening of playing games. One person said they were going home with a sore face because they had not laughed that much in ages. I think we all need a good laugh. So next time it comes up, please add it to your calendar. The other calendar events. This Wednesday, the Kids Camino switches to Advent. So if you have children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren who don't have an activity on Wednesday evening and you would like them to do something, we will feed them, we will hopefully educate them a little bit, and we will certainly entertain them. It's a lot of fun, and Advent is a perfect time to join if you are curious but haven't been out yet. Next Sunday, November 30th, is the first Sunday of Advent, and we are having the meat in the middle breakfast. So please plan to get here early. The next weekend, December the 6th, we are hosting Breakfast with Santa. So tickets are available at the Landon Library. Again, if you have kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, it's a wonderful morning. And if you are free the night before, we need help setting up. Finally, on December 13th, we are hosting a community movie afternoon. We will be showing The Grinch and Olaf's Frozen Adventure. We will supervise the children from 1 till 4, so that if parents have some shopping they might need to attend to in December, they can do that. The movie night is free. Camino is free. Meet in the Middle is free. So please consider joining us.
Tying the strings together, the funds that come into the parish help us to do so many of these incredible things. And it is absolutely fantastic to be part of a parish that is thriving, growing, and offering things back to the community. So with everything that you all do, the ministry that we do here wouldn't be possible. So thank you for all that you do. The other thank you that I have to give before we launch into what we're really here to do, which is worship God, is to Ralph, who's covering for Steve today. So Ralph, thank you for being here. And with that, let's turn our hearts and our minds to the worship of God. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, our Lord and King, grant that the people of the earth, now divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his gentle and loving rule, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved and the mountains be toppled into the depths of the sea.
Though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble at its tumult,
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of this city. It shall not be overthrown. God shall help it at the break of day.
The nations make much ado, and the dominions are shaken. God has spoken, and the earth shall melt away.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now and look upon the works of the Lord. What awesome things God has done on earth.
Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. The people stood by watching Jesus on the cross, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. When I was born, I was given a name, and that name is Michael James Russell Bruce. That's my full name, and it is the name that I have been mostly called throughout my entire life. I say mostly because over time, I've worn different names. The first time that came up was with a bunch of friends. I was in a peer group with three other Michaels because Michael is an incredibly popular name. And so there was Michael, Mike, and Mikey. My mother was clear with everyone, especially me, that my name was Michael. We named you Michael. We didn't name you Mike. And Mikey, I did not like that kid. So I was very, very clearly Michael. And I was Michael for quite a while until I went to seminary. And when I went to seminary, somehow I managed to collect a new name. I was living in the undergrad dorms because it was the only place. There were no divinity student dorms specific. I was thrown in the midst of the kids in probably one of the rougher areas of the college. And those kids began to know me as Div Mike. Eventually, after 3 years in seminary, I was just known as The Div. I still receive Christmas cards to The Div and Heather Bruce. When I joined the military, I spent some time as a military chaplain, and my name at that moment was Padre. And so I've been Michael, I've been the Div, I've been Padre, and a few other less charitable ones, but I won't share that from the front of the church. I bring this up because this Sunday has a bunch of names. We're not really sure what to call it. In the olden days, this was known as the Sunday next before Advent, which simply meant next week is important, so that's what this one is. Over time, that wasn't good enough, and the collect, the opening prayer that we started with in the old days, began with, "Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, our souls," and it eventually got the name Stir Up Sunday. Stir Up Sunday, then a tradition developed around that in which everyone in the congregation would bring a bottle of brandy and some raisins or apricots and have a big bowl in the front of the church, and you'd mix them all together, and then everyone would have to take a wooden spoon and stir up, see the connection, this bowl of rum and fruit, and that would be used to bake the Christmas cakes for the year to come. And so they would sit and marinate in their wonderful juices for the whole Advent season, and then use that for the Christmas cakes. So this might be Stir Up Sunday, this might be the Sunday next before Advent, but in 1920 or so, the world was a little bit of a rough place. Things weren't going well. And at that time, the Pope decided that there was far too much emphasis on different names, whether you belonged to the correct party, the correct country. And it was decided that a new feast day was needed, a new celebration in the church to help us realign and focus on what was important. And they named that Sunday Christ the King Sunday. Anglicans, we kept doing our own thing for a while. In the late 80s or so, we jumped on the bandwagon with Christ the King Sunday, but we didn't quite like that. We needed to be a bit different, so we named it the Reign of Christ Sunday. And so that is what we are celebrating today. Today is the Feast of the Reign of Christ. Now, 10 years ago, we didn't have enough room for other things during the church year, and so it also became Jerusalem Sunday, Peace Sunday, and a few other things that were crammed in there, which I'm appreciative because I know in my life, when I get to year end, I look at all the things I haven't done, and December becomes very much a cram month of trying to get things done. But it seems to me that the reign of Christ is the one that is landing. And that is what we are celebrating today, and that is what we are being encouraged to focus on. I bring up the conversation about names, because names are important. What we call things matters. Jesus has a lot of different names in the church. You'll hear Jesus referred to as the Lion of Judah, the Lamb of God, the Rock of our salvation. Today we're invited to reflect on Jesus as our king. Now, we may technically be a constitutional monarchy, but we don't often have much to do with King Charles. We mention him at the 8:30 service, and it's still kind of weird because it says Elizabeth in the book. That's about my connection with a king. But looking at Jesus as king is an interesting exercise. One of the things that we do is we compare to other kings that we know. If anyone is a student of history, we know that there are good kings like Richard the Lionheart, and there are bad kings like John. There are even protests in some places called the No Kings protests. So how can we have a No Kings protest and then call Jesus our king? It invites us into a real consideration of what does it mean to name Jesus as our king? Well, clearly, Jesus' kingdom cannot be like any kingdom we see on earth. It doesn't have borders. It doesn't have armies. At one point in the gospel reading, we know the story so well, Pilate says, "So you're a king, Jesus." Jesus says, "If I was a king of this world, my subjects would be fighting for me. But as it stands, I am not a king of this world." So you are a king. What does it mean to be a part of the kingdom of God? Now, as a kid, maybe even now, I've played a few games of Dungeons and Dragons. Surprise. And in a kingdom, you need castles, you need walls, you need territory and things like that. But Jesus doesn't. And to call a church like this part of the kingdom doesn't quite make sense either. What the kingdom of Jesus is it's made up of living stones. We hear this in 2 Peter, that we are the living stones that build up a kingdom of God. What does it mean to be a living stone? It means to be part of a creation, part of something that is different and unique in the world, something that is built up, something that relies on each other to be a visible presence. The world is feeling kind of stormy these days. I can't help but watch the news. I'm really trying not to, but every time I turn it on, it seems like some other catastrophe is happening. Wouldn't it be nice to have a place to shelter from the storms of the world around us? And I think we are called to build up a spiritual kingdom as much as a physical one. We've gathered here today. It's a beautiful Sunday morning, but last week it was snowy. The week before, it was rainy, but we've gathered here in storm and rain and been sheltered by these walls. I think being part of the kingdom of God is for us to be bricks in a wall that make a safe place for others. If Christ is building us up, he's building us into something that can weather the storm of the world around us. That can stand firm when things seem shaky, that can be solid when things seem ephemeral. All for the purpose of making a safe place within. Each and every one of us do what we can to be a community in which others may come in and find a safe place, a place to be connected with God, to resonate with a power beyond ourselves, and to grow the kingdom a little bit bigger, to make that safe place wider, to invite more people in. I love it when we have 15 announcements of all the things that we're doing as a church. Because it's not just about making sure that the heating bills are covered and that people are using the space. It's about making a space in which people who may not feel comfortable in the world around us, find connection with us, and as connection with us forms and deepens, they find connection with God, a God who takes and transforms and uses them to build shelter for yet more people. To recognize Jesus as our King is not to say some pledge of allegiance. It's not to wear a certain color or a symbol that marks us. It's to be part of the literal stones that build up places of safety and hope and trust in a world that so desperately needs it. My friends, you and I together are what builds that up, what makes that possible here in this place for people that we don't even know yet. That is what it means for Christ to be our King. That is what it means to be part of the kingdom of God. That is what it means to be Christian. Amen.
The congregation can stand.
Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in
Creator of heaven and earth, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was
by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please adopt the position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
Our response this morning, rejoice in the Lord, sing to him with thanksgiving. Christ our King, enthroned on the cross, bearing insults and torments for our redemption, by your blood may true peace reign. Bless and guide your body, the Church, that we may exalt you and share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Rejoice in the Lord. Sing to him with thanksgiving. Christ our King, you endured the scoffing of leaders and the ridicule from bystanders. Rescue us from the grip of darkness and cynical abuses of power. Strengthen all who strive for justice by your glorious power. Rejoice in the Lord. Sing to him with thanksgiving. Christ our King, still our hearts to know your presence and share your peace. Bring us to declare that you are our righteousness. Rejoice in the King. Sing to him with thanksgiving. Christ our King, in lonely agony you bore the pains of the world. Be with all who are desolate and afflicted, whose world is shaken. Be a present help, O Lord, in times of trouble, and give courage and strength to all who fear. We especially pray for Andrew, Charles, Terry, the Weller family, Bill, Brian, Ian, Rose, Susan, Mary, Gail, John, Michelle, Cheryl, Ruth and Reginald, Matthew, Jovia, Christine, and Carolyn. Rejoice in the Lord. Sing to him with thanksgiving. Christ our King, gather in your mercy all who have shared in your passion, whose earthly striving has ceased. May we with them come to be with you in paradise. Rejoice in the Lord. Sing to him with thanksgiving.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us share that peace with one another.
eternal God, by your grace you have raised us up and enthroned us with Christ in the heavenly realms. Receive all we offer you this day, and lead us in those good works for which you have created us. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also,
lift up your hearts.
We give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right that we should praise you, gracious God, for you created all things. You formed us in your own image. Wonderfully, you created us. When we turned away from you in sin, you did not cease to care for us, but opened a path of salvation for all people. You made a covenant with Israel, and through your servants Abraham and Sarah, gave the promise of a blessing to all nations. Through Moses, you led your people from bondage into freedom. Through the prophets, you renewed your promise of salvation. Therefore, with them and with all your saints who have served you in every age, we give thanks and raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy God, source of life and goodness, all creation rightly gives you praise. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He healed the sick and ate and drank with outcasts and sinners. He opened the eyes of the blind and proclaimed the good news of your kingdom to the poor and to those in need. In all things, he fulfilled your gracious will. On the night he freely gave himself to death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Gracious God, his perfect sacrifice destroys the power of sin and death. By raising him to life, you give us life forevermore. Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Recalling his death, proclaiming his resurrection, and looking for his coming again in glory, we offer you, Father, this bread and this cup. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts, that all who eat and drink at this table may be one body and one holy people, a living sacrifice in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
"Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
we break this bread to share in the body of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Let us stand and continue in prayer. Almighty God, you have made us a royal priesthood in the kingdom of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Make known his victory through us, we pray, that all the world may see his light. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God, whose power and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. My dear friends in Christ, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.